Hey, bitches. Welcome to Listen, Bitch. It's Brandon Lynette. Happy fucking Tuesday. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. Ours was pretty chill. Pretty chill. A little bit of fuckery, shopping, all the things, basic shit. But here we are. I'm super excited that it's Tuesday. I'm taking my kid out to get another car this week. If you tuned in last week, you know her car broke down when she was coming to say goodbye to our puppy that we lost last Saturday. Her car was shit. It was shit. It was broke down so bad that it would literally cost us more to fix it than it would be the car's worth. So luckily, the dealership is buying it, or not the dealership, I guess it's the repair shop. They're gonna go ahead and buy it from us. That should pay for her, insurance and tags on a new car. But anyway, we're driving to Cadillac, Michigan tomorrow. I'm super excited. I wanted to jump on her today. I had a great topic, but then I also got a phone call from one of my other college girls, and I feel like this is something that should be addressed. So she got a scholarship for running cross country. She works hard, she runs hard. I don't know how they do it. They run, 3 to 5 miles a day, every day of the week when they're in college. Bitch, if I'm running, there's something chasing me. And the truth is, you should probably run too, because it would take a lot to get me off my ass to move. But I admire them. They work hard. Both my girls really work hard. But one of them is really struggling with her coach. And I think this really applies to a lot of things in life. They're in the middle of practice, and she's not, living up to his expectations. And he pretty much cut her. He said, turn back in the middle of practice. He drove up next to her and said, go back. You're done. I don't want you. You're not doing good. Blah, blah, blah. So she messaged me, and her text message was, I'm done. I quit. All the things. And I think this is so relatable to all of us. Is that when someone has an opinion about us, we want to quit. When they have an expectation upon us, we want to quit. That's it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when someone expects more of us than we're willing to expect of ourselves. Okay. And that's the perspective I kind of want to talk about today, is like people expecting shit from us. So I was on the phone with her. And I know that I drive my kids fucking crazy because I see all of these perspectives. Like, I see her coach's perspectives, and he might be a dick, but he's old school. Okay. We're talking like old school college football coach, like tear you down, build you up kind of shit, right? They tell you suck so hard so that you could dig deep and not suck, right? And that's kind of this coach's mentality. He's not gonna sugarcoat and say, hey, trophy for everybody, which I'm in full support of. Like, I think it's bullshit, if we coddle our kids and we tell them like, hey, this is how it goes, you're doing a great job. I'm not gonna pretend that you guys didn't just hear my kid screaming and I didn't have to pause it and like scream at her. So thanks for your patience. I'm not gonna edit this shit out. I'm not gonna go back through and just try to retake this, this episode. It is what it is. I'm a mom, I have kids, so I guess if you can handle it, stick around. If you can't, I'm sorry to see you go. But am I? So this is exactly what I'm saying. Like, we have these participation trophies. We want to make everyone feel included. Everybody should feel good. But the truth is, no, we don't reward people for not showing up. And this is something that I've been taught since, I've been a part of network marketing, the MLM structure. There's no point in giving someone all of your time that's not going to do anything to work for themselves, right? Some people just want to be coddled. They just want to hear, you're doing a great job, all the things. That has never pushed me to grow. And no matter how much I joke about it, I mean, I literally commented on a post yesterday. One of my friends made a post about, like, weak people want to hear how good they're doing, strong people just do the things. And I said, tell me how great I'm doing. Like, you know, of course we want to be coddled. That's our nature. We want people to be like, oh my God, you're doing such a good job. We want the pat on the back. We want to see the things. I'm literally seeing the truth in even just starting a podcast. I did some affirmation episodes. And when I scheduled yesterday's episode, I looked at the views on the other episodes I posted in the past 2 weeks. And the truth is, the two episodes that have done the worst on this podcast since I launched it 2 weeks ago, it's going to be the affirmations. The affirmations have done the worst. And that's science. I think that's just science. You know, I commented in my group, I want to hear some feedback. Do you just not like the affirmations? Do you not like to hear that voice in your head that tells you you're enough, you're powerful, you are strong? And I feel like I can see that. I can see that perspective of like, it's bullshit. Some of us are at that point in our lives where we can't see past the situation that we're in. And I feel like my girl in college can't see past that situation, and that's okay. So my words to her were, I support you no matter what you decide, but I really do want you to look outside of the situation. I want you to stop and ask yourself, right? It's not about this coach. I mean, if coach is a dick, he's a dick. You can't get around that, you know? And he's kind of a self-proclaimed dick. He has high expectations. That's his problem, right? But I want my daughter to come to the truth of like asking yourself, what does he see in me that I don't see in myself? He sees something in her. And that's the truth. If someone is speaking up about you and your performance and it doesn't feel good, 9 times out of 10, it's because they see something in you that you can't see in yourself. And no matter how they come off, I think, you know, there's some unhealthy expectations. Let's talk about the military, right? They're going to tear you down to either weed you out or build you up. Are you going to be a snowflake pussy and cry because someone said you're not good enough? Or are you going to prove to yourself that you're good enough and everyone else is going to see that? So my question to her was, do you love running? This is about cross country. Do you love what you're doing? Ask yourself in this moment. Right now, do I love what I do? Do you love what you do? Because if you do, you don't give a fuck what anyone says. You're going to want to be the best. And that takes practice. You're going to want to do your best. And that takes moving yourself out of your comfort zone. She said, Mom, I love it. I just want to do it for someone else. And I don't see that. I don't see the truth in that. Because all summer, I didn't see her practice. You know, I didn't see her committing. I didn't see her doing the things. So I don't necessarily think that she really loved running. I think she loved the community that she had when she was in high school. Life has changed. It's time to level up. Listen, bitch, we're not in high school anymore. We're not in college anymore. We are grown-ass women creating our future. So we have to level up too. If someone is questioning our performance or questioning our, you know, practice, our integrity, all the things, and it bothers us, then you have to turn around and ask yourself, why? Why? Just like I told my college girl, what does your coach see in you that you don't want to see in yourself? I promise you it's something. And I promise you what he sees is real. Our only limits are the ones we put on ourselves. And sometimes our biggest growth happens from seeing ourselves from someone else's perspective. And the universe, the law of attraction, is always working. It's always coming back at you. It's always going to reflect upon you. So if you have someone that you feel like has these unreasonable expectations for you, I don't give a shit about their personal involvement in the situation, but I give a shit how that reflects on you. Ask yourself, what does this coach see in me that I don't see in myself? Am I pushing myself to my highest capability? 9 times out of 10, you're not. We're fucking not, because it's scary. It's not safe. It's not known. So all of that, we talk ourselves out of it. And sometimes it takes that hard-ass college coach from the old school mentality of like, perform or get the fuck out. We have to hear that sometimes. We come to this crossroads of like, we have to either shit or get off the pot, right? That's what I grew up hearing. Get either shit or get off the pot. Make room for someone else. We all have to go. That's the point. So make room for people that are really going to take the action. And that's tough sometimes. So I support her 100% of if she's going to quit this season. I feel like she is, and that's fine. I support her. But I still want her to dig deep and find that growth of like, what does he see in me that I can't see in myself? Because that's going to push you in every area of your life. Bitch, how you do one thing is how you do all things. That's a fact. How you're doing one thing. If you're fucking slacking on your self-care, your self-love, nothing else is going to amplify in your life. Nothing else is going to level up. It's literally, how are you going to commit to yourself in all levels? And it's growth. It's a matter of deciding and determination and discipline. Like, this is what I choose, and this is where I'm going. This is what I choose, and this is where I'm going. That's it. My college girl is sleeping on her choice tonight, and I want you to figure out, what do I need to sleep on tonight? Where do I have this expectation? And maybe it's not someone else. Maybe it's not someone outside of yourself, but maybe just you putting this expectation of yourself, and you're just feeling like you're coming up short. Like, man, I know I could do this. Ask yourself, how do you know you can do this? And why aren't you doing it? It doesn't matter how much you talk to other people, how thorough you are about talking out your problems, if you can't have a legit conversation with yourself of like, how can I grow through this? How can I expand? How can I change the perspective? What can I benefit from this situation, no matter how hard or ugly or hurtful it is? And I promise you, so, you know, my high school girl, this is like her high school coach who she loved, whom, you know, my oldest daughter loved. This is what got them into running, this coach specifically. Well, it's his dad. His dad's coaching my girl, and he's not the same coach as her high school coach. He's not the same. And she came in with this expectation of like, he's the same. He's not. You're never going to work with the same two people. Everyone is different. And this is a matter of you expanding your personal growth to level up to whatever the universe has set in front of you. She loved running. She got an opportunity for a scholarship. He happened to be related to her current coach, and she wanted a duplication of her current coach. She did not get that. So are her expectations letting her down now? Or is it really her expectations of her coach upon herself letting her down? What is the truth? None of us can answer that for her. Not me as her mom, not her coach, not anyone outside witnessing the situation. She has to ask herself the tough questions. And is she at that maturity level? Is she? Or is this a seed planted for her to discover years down the road of like, oh shit, I get it. I get it now. Either way, everything in your life is a lesson or a blessing. That's it. Everything in your life that is happening is either for you to level up or for you to figure out what you don't like. And that's it. Sometimes we have to go through life and figure out, you know, I don't like this. I'm not comfortable with this. That brings us to the person that we like the most. If we don't like this, then what do we like? Figuring out what you don't love will always draw you to what you do love. So I love you, bitch. Yeah, that's it for Tuesday. I'm going to get off of here and get some sleep because I'm driving to Cadillac as you're probably listening to this. I am on the road to help my oldest daughter buy a car. I'm super excited for her. You guys, she's fucking busted her ass. All the things, took advantage of coming home for the summer, worked two jobs to save the money. And here she is, like, you know, doing her thing. And I hope she's really fucking proud of herself. I hope she can see herself through my eyes, if that makes sense. And that's kind of what we have to do. We have to step back and think, how do other people view me? Because I promise we're our own worst critics. We're our toughest fucking voice ever. Like, going against yourself is the hardest thing to do. And sometimes it takes, you know, hard-ass coaches to get us to level up. But everything in your life is literally a situation to get you to go to the next vibration. So I hope you're choosing some great energy. Yesterday's podcast was fire. If you did not listen to that, go back, check it out. It is about my microdosing and all the things. I'm still on the me product. Still haven't microdosed, and I feel fucking amazing. Like, I'm just very lighthearted. Literally, my kids making fun of me because I watched a movie and I laughed the entire time. Like, I just feel like laughy. I feel happy. I feel giddy. I feel just elevated. So check out yesterday's podcast. I'm going to send out an email as well with the same link to the products because they're legal and they definitely give me the same benefits as I get from microdosing. So it's Tuesday, bitch. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. I want you to face the day and love everything you're doing. And if it's not a blessing in your life, it's a lesson. So what are you out there getting today? The blessing or the lesson? What can you learn from every situation that's happening? Because I promise the universe is not working against you. Everything that is happening right now is for you. It's for you. And if you can gain that perspective, you've got to level up in everything in your life. Everything, because the universe will never work against you. It's conspiring with you. It's on the vibration of your thoughts, your feelings, all the things. It's going to just fucking mirror everything that you're feeling or thinking or doing or bringing. If you don't like something, ask yourself why and figure out what needs to change so you can be happy. But that's it. I love you. I'm going to crawl into bed because it's going to be a long drive tomorrow. We're going to breakfast, going to the bank, all the things. But man, I'm having a great time. And I just, if I could package up my energy right now, my essence, my friend Leo calls it essence. How's your essence today? I guess that's the best way of saying my energy. I wish I could just ball it up and hand it to people because it's so just, it's fucking epic. I'm having a great time. And I hope that you get a bit of that just from listening to me, just from hearing the things I am pouring my energy and my intention into these podcasts so you could feel my vibration. And I'm sure you do. I think I have a very calming effect on people. But at the same time, I still want you to be aggressive and relentless in creating your reality, So I'll see you bitches tomorrow. Have a great night. Love you.